In today's reading, we continue our sermon series, Trees in the Bible, during this Epiphany season. Today's focus is the palm tree, reminding us that God provides those places and times for us to be rejuvenated as we prepare to face the struggles and the trials of this life. We read from the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 22 through 27. Then Moses made Israel set out from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah because it was bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah. And the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried to the Lord. And the Lord showed him a log, and he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made for them a statute and a rule, and there he tested them, saying, "If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in his eyes, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace be to you from God the Father, from Jesus our Savior, and from the Holy Spirit, who is our conscience and our guide. Today's focus is palm trees, as we continue that Trees of the Bible sermon series. But when you think of palm trees, let's be honest here. What is the first image that comes to your mind? A beach, right? Sand, beautiful water, and palm trees are all a part of that picture. It's a perfect picture of relaxation and peace. The beer companies have figured this out. It's a great way to sell beer, especially a beer that unfortunately has become infamous by sharing its name with a virus that has caused so much worry and fear this year with the pandemic. Corona. And no, you cannot get the virus by drinking Corona beer. Find Your Beach is one of their latest campaign advertisements. And they're selling what we need. And no, I don't mean the beer, but that image of rest and peace and a place to escape all the problems that we are facing. So let's think about this. How can we as people of faith learn from the beer companies, right? Learn to find that same peace and rest and place of rejuvenation. Again, not from a bottle of beer, but from the Word of God. Palm trees. They're interesting trees. There are over 2,500 varieties. They grow assorted fruits from coconuts to dates to acai berries. And they're usually found near a source of water. As a symbol of faith, they have been associated with abundant life, sustenance, nourishment, provision, and places of rest. We know the palm tree from the palm branches that were laid out as a welcome mat when Jesus rode triumphantly into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday. We also know that he would have to die for the sins of the world and then rise victoriously on Easter morning to give us the ultimate hope and promise of salvation that is at the heart of our faith as Christians. There is certainly peace and comfort in knowing and believing in that one key essential promise that God has given to us. In our text for today from Exodus chapter 15, we find the people of Israel facing some very difficult times. They had just escaped from Egypt after 400 plus years of slavery. And as they had fled, their backs are now up against the wall, so to speak, up against the Red Sea, with the Egyptian army and their horses and chariots with swords and spears in hot pursuit. They faced almost certain death. But then God provided a tremendous miracle as Moses lifted up that staff that God had given him, and God parted that Red Sea, and the people escaped on dry ground through the bed of the sea. And once on the other side, the seas closed up, destroying that pursuing army. A moment of rest, right? No. Now they were faced with a wilderness journey that would last some 40 years as they wandered through the desert to find their way to the promised land. To put that in perspective for us today, we've only faced this pandemic for about a year. Some of them faced their trials and tribulations for a lifetime. And just as they began their journey out into the desert wilderness, they're faced with one of the most essential needs of all, thirst. There's no water. And when they do find water at Marah, it was bitter and unfit to drink. It was another challenge, one challenge after another. And it would be easy to see where the people would lose hope, to begin to dwell on those feelings of despair and frustration, and just want to give up. Some of them griped about the situation and said it would be better for us to go back and be slaves in Egypt than to be out here wandering in the desert. Is that what we're facing today? We're tired. I'm tired. There's a weariness of spirit and soul. In the midst of all that we're facing, somehow or another, we have found ourselves in the desert. Many of us have exhausted ourselves. We sit with hollowed eyes and empty hearts in a wilderness of weariness. It's not our intention to be in the desert. We've become arrogant, self-righteous people. We have lost track of the sacred place where we touch God. There's fatigue associated with intimidation and defeat. And there's a weariness with being drained by people who seek to dominate our lives. That kind of fatigue is often affiliated with warfare, especially when we often wage war from the midst of our own strength, and that strength is drained to nothing. Someone said, "You do not exit the desert doing things for God. You exit the desert by being focused on the heart of God." Isaiah the prophet knew this well as he spoke God's word to the people of Israel. And his message was that they were going to go through a time of persecution and exile because of their own sin and pride. But God also showed Isaiah what would follow, a time of redemption and restoration. Isaiah writes these words of hope later in his book. To these people living in that desert wilderness of despair, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31, the prophet writes, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall all fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Those are powerful words. Those are words of hope. Those are words that strengthen us. And they are words that many of us truly need to hear right now. I'm reminded, as we think about palm trees and that symbol of rest and rejuvenation there, of some of the unique qualities that palm trees have. You know, they bend, but they don't break. And a hurricane would uproot mighty oaks and stately pine trees because they are rigid and hard. In fact, I remember several years ago, when our oldest three children were fairly young, we took a trip to Disney World. Yes, we have been to Disney World. Our trip coincided with a major hurricane, but we didn't cancel. Being good, frugal folks, we had paid for this trip, and by golly, we were going to get our money's worth. Yeah, we kept an eye on the weather, and as we were leaving Texas, the hurricane was hitting South Florida. When we drove through Louisiana on that long stretch on I-10, some of you have been there, you know, you go through the swamps and the bayous for, I don't know, 20, 25 miles. And in the midst of those swamps rise these majestic bald cypress and stately pine trees. Just an amazing sight to see as they rise again from the water and the land that surrounds it. Somehow we missed most of the storm as we traveled east and it traveled west. Yes, there were some minor bands of rain and a little bit of wind as we headed into Mississippi and Alabama and then into the panhandle of Florida. We enjoyed our time at Disney World. It was calm and peaceful by the time that we had arrived. The storm had already passed that area. It was several days later, however, when we were traveling back, we took notice that the storm had also passed through Louisiana. And where we had seen those stately pine trees, so proud and tall, standing there when we had ventured towards Florida, now on our way back, all we could see for miles around were those same trees laid out in the same direction, like God had come and pushed them down with his mighty hand, all in nice, neat rows. It was then we realized the danger that we could have been in. Unlike more rigid trees, palm trees again will bend to an unbelievable angle at the force of the wind. They'll be battered by debris, but most of them will survive to thrive again. I'm reminded of these words that St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. We've been battered by this coronavirus. We've been driven to despair with the divisions and the political unrest in this nation, with the mistrust and the accusations, along with the anger and the hatred that's being thrown around on both sides of the issues. And now as the vaccines have come out, we scramble like a pack of wild dogs fighting over that one bone that's thrown into the midst of the fray. Sin, temptation, brokenness, and evil will always be there battering us, trying to break us. But there is hope. There is renewal, and it comes from God alone. That last verse of our text today from Exodus chapter 15, verse 27, paints a great picture of hope for us. Here's what it says. After the water that was bitter and all of that situation, they came to Elim. That's where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the water. An oasis in the desert, a place of reprieve from the storms and the struggles of life. So where are those places of oasis in our lives today? As individuals, we can start. We can start by finding a quiet place where we can focus on the heart of God, a place where our inner self can be renewed. Folks, this does not happen just automatically. You have to be intentional. Find a place. Set aside some time. Maybe it's 15 minutes. Maybe it's half an hour. Get away from all your distractions. Turn off the TV. Silence your phone. And begin by clearing your mind of all the things that clutter it so that you're open to God's presence. All you need is your Bible and your folded hands. Spend time reading and spend time in prayer. And if you don't know where to start, read the Psalms. They are powerful places where David and others turn to God in their distress, in their need, and they experience the power of God's presence and peace in their lives. Next, don't neglect worship. And no, we're not back to normal yet, but we're still worshiping. We do have in-person services, 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., 8 o'clock and 10:30 a.m. each Sunday morning there. And that's for people who still feel comfortable in coming. But we're also on the radio, as you are with us this morning. We're also online on Facebook and YouTube. And this time, yeah, you've got permission. Turn on your radios. Turn on your smartphones. Turn on your computers or your TVs and tune in. Because we are there to provide a place of oasis, if you will. A place for you to come find comfort and peace and hope and strength in worship, surrounded by God's word, that you might be rejuvenated and renewed within to face the world during the week. Finally, most of all, we need each other. We need our fellowship with one another. And I know right now that's different, but there still are ways for us to connect and to keep in touch, and that's so important. I think about the image of the oasis. It's not one or two trees standing all by themselves. It's 10 or 20 or 70 or more, as the text tells us, that stand together, nourished and fed by the one who is that water of life, Jesus Christ our Lord. When we stand together with Jesus, we stand strong in the Lord, and with his help and his guidance, we can withstand whatever storms may come our way. So may our hope, our help, our strength always be in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.